Христос воскресе! Вітайте у нашого русинського народносного виселання про русиню із Пітсбургу. Дорогі браття і сестри, днес знову переживаме селіку радость. Воскресе Христос і радуться ангели! Воскресе Христос і мертві не єден Бог робі! Христос бо устав у мертвих начаток усобших бист!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Rusyn Heritage Program. We are so happy you have joined us on this first Sunday of May. We are here every Sunday at noon on WEDO Radio 810 and rebroadcast Saturday evenings at 6 p.m. Our broadcast reaches a 100-mile radius in 4 states. Have your pens and paper handy for important information. We are going to do our program a little different today. I hope you don't mind. Actually, you shouldn't, because we are the Rusyn Heritage Program, and what we have planned is certainly that. With Slaviani's concert happening on Saturday, May 8th, we will feature excerpts from their 2003 DVD and songs by their special guest, the Reveliak family. We begin with the song that starts every Slaviani performance and the theme song of this program, Yadus and Bull, as only Slaviani can do it. Next we have Moyoho Miloho Rodina by the Reveliak family.
Rodine za ne listu ne chce. A keď veňa za ne listu, ta ja vás za mamičku. A keď veňa za ne listu, ta ja vás za mamičku. Дівочка, до вас, до домочку. А чом сте мене бранили, кеценя з ним біді? на чем сте мене бранили, кет сте я с ним видели, а те разми уж не браньте, сердце ми не раньте.
As mentioned earlier, Slaviani will present his 28th anniversary concert on Saturday, May 8th, 2 p.m. at David E. Williams Intermediate Auditorium, Porter's Hall Road, Kennedy Township, with special guest the Reveliak family. The program will include exciting music, songs, and dances of many East European nationalities, plus five Russian regions. Admission is for adults $6 in advance and $7 at the door. Students are $4, 5 and under, no charge. A reception will follow at the Holy Ghost Center, Superior Avenue, Northside, Pittsburgh. Our famous potato dumpling halushki will be available, along with a mouth-watering menu of other delicious Russian foods and pastries. Orchestra Zabava will play for dancing starting at 5:30 p.m. For ticket information or directions, call me, Jack Paloka, at 412-331-3124. Slaviani is co-sponsored by the Greek Catholic Union and Holy Ghost Church McKees Rocks and holds the endorsement of the Byzantine Catholic Metropolitan Archeparchy of Pittsburgh as the official representative of the Byzantine Carpatho-Ruthenian cultural and ethnic heritage.
Next, we have Sarah Benz singing Červené Jablochko, and after that, the popular Červená Ruža Trojaka. Now it's time for our first giveaway. We have two tickets for the concert on Saturday to the second caller. The number is 412-664-4444.
Thank you.
And the winner was Sil Soraki. It was so nice to hear from her. I haven't seen Sil for a while, and a good old friend of mine. I guarantee you will enjoy the concert, Sil. And we have another giveaway at the end of today's program. The Rusyn Heritage Program is now on the Internet. Go to www.c-rs.org. At the homepage, scroll down to the left-hand column to Rusyn Radio, and there we are. Now Rusyns everywhere can listen to and enjoy the Rusyn Heritage Program. And therefore, we are asking for and need the financial support of all listeners, both local and worldwide. Next, we have excerpts from Slavyane's Zemplin Dance Suite. There are a lot of First Holy Communions this Sunday, including several from Slavyane members. One of them is my step-grandson, Jonathan Libertor, and Dean and I will be heading down to his party after the show. We had a tie. We have another winner, and it is Ron McCosco from Jefferson Hills. So we'll be talking with him to get the information from him. Next, we have Slavyane's Junior Ensemble with excerpts from Zakhapatskoye Dyety, the Transcarpathian Children Medley. Thank you. Today's program has been paid for, in part, by the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. And for those listeners that are tuning in on Saturday evening at 6 p.m., the concert event's already over with, and we're now at the reception. So do not call in for tickets. Dean?
Unless you want to go to the,
to the reception.
That would work.
Yes.
Yeah. Over the past few weeks, we discussed the life of Father Alexander Dukhnovich. This month, we have another anniversary. Well, not this month, but last month, we have another anniversary to talk about. Today, we will focus on the life of Auxiliary Bishop Vasil Hopko. Vasil Hopko was born April 21, 1904, in the Rusyn village of Hrabske, not far from Bardejov in present-day Slovakia. His parents, Vasil and Anna Ni Petrenko, were simple peasants. His father was the bell ringer at the local Greek Catholic church and was killed while ringing the bells during an electrical storm. Since they were so poor, his mother left Hrabske in 1911 to work in America. Being only 7 years old, Vasil stayed with his father, his uncle, Father Demeter Petrenko, parish priest in Olshavitsa and Blažo. Vasil and his mother Anna would not be reunited until her return in 1933. He graduated from the gymnasium in Prešov in 1923 and received the calling from God to become a priest. He was ordained a celibate priest by our beloved Bishop Martyr Pavel Gojdič on February 3, 1929. Father Hopko's first assignment was in Prague, where he helped to organize the Greek Catholic parish in the capital of today's Czech Republic. For his work, he was awarded the degree of Monsignor, and afterwards Bishop Gojdič appointed him a spiritual in Prešov. In 1937, he was appointed a consistorial consultor, and in 1943, professor of pastoral and moral theology at the Faculty of Divinity in Prešov. Envisioning political changes in the Republic as a result of the events of World War II, Bishop Gojdič asked the Apostolic See to appoint an auxiliary bishop. Dr. Vasil Hopko was appointed the auxiliary bishop of Prešov and titular bishop of Mydli by Pope Pius XII on January 2, 1947, with consecration on May 11th that same year in Prešov. The chief consecrator was Bishop Gojdič. Bishop Hopko was very helpful to Bishop Gojdič. When Bishop Hopko went to the villages, he reminded and encouraged all to fulfill their religious obligations and to prepare for hard times, which came in 1948 with the communist takeover of Czechoslovakia. On April 28, 1950, the Greek Catholic Church was liquidated through a committee called the Preshovsky Sobor. Both Bishop Gojdič and Hopko were among the hundreds of clergy arrested. At first, Bishop Hopko spent over 120 days in solitary confinement. Then in 1957, he was sentenced by the state court in Bratislava to 15 years for anti-state activities, crimes of treason, and spying. Bad treatment in prison caused him permanent health problems, and due to that, he was released into a retirement home under constant surveillance by the police. After the social and political changes of the Prague Spring in 1969, the Greek Catholic Church was rehabilitated under Czechoslovak government decree number 70 of 1968. Bishop Hopko actively participated in the renaissance of the church, but the communists would not let him be in charge of the eparchy of Prešov. He was appointed consecrating bishop on April 2, 1969, a mission he performed despite his bad health. Bishop Hopko died July 23, 1976 in Prešov. His remains lie in the Greek Catholic Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Prešov. Through the efforts of the Byzantine Catholic Church in America, Bishop Hopko's process of canonization began in 1986. Since the Eparchy of Prešov could not do this themselves, Archbishop Stephen Kociszko processed the request on their behalf. Excuse me. Bishop Hopko was beatified by Pope John Paul II on September 14, 2003, in Bratislava, capital of Slovakia. His relics were presented in Prešov a week later. Attending the festivities in Prešov on behalf of the Byzantine Catholics in America were Bishop John Kudrick of Parma and Bishop William Skrla of Van Nuys.
I would like to make a few acknowledgments. Ricky Blahut from McKeesport, a donation of $50. She's a Slaviani family member. Jean Thomas, who listens via the internet from Kokomo, Indiana, with a donation of $20, and an anonymous donor for $50. We thank you also very much. Enjoy. Hey, Prizuna Shohayu, and then a song by the Reveliak family's Bia Yaporobochok. Thank you.
Почав не вісти любити, почала мій краса, почала мій краса.
The Pittsburgh Folk Festival is sponsoring a special bingo on Monday, May 3rd at the Lithuanian Bingo Hall, 1725 Jane Street Southside. All proceeds benefit the Pittsburgh Folk Festival. There will be door prizes, ethnic food and pastries for sale. Admission is $20 for two paper books of 9 cards each, extra books at $10 each. Doors open at 5 p.m. and the bingo starts at 7.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve his people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, please dial 412-321-8383.
We end our performance, as we do every Slavyani performance, with a kazachko, and during this song we will have our second giveaway. Call me, 412-664-4444.
Well, while we're here, a couple seconds left, we'd like to thank people for coming to our genealogical conference yesterday, especially Dr. Bob Magochi, his students Slavo and Nadia, Tom and Kathy Peter, Susan Michalowski, and Rich Custer. We hope that they have a safe journey back. They're going on the Russian bus tour today, so please have a safe trip. We thank you all for coming, and we'll see you next time.
Again, I'd like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Paloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому днес почували. Думаємо, що сте сі опачили нашого виселання. Позиваємо вас почувати следуючі неділя о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного виселання. Ходьте здраві з Богом!